there's a lot of ways Houston Baptist impacted me. First, my profession specifically. If it wasn't for me coming to HBU, I wouldn't have found that internship I went to last year at Columbia University. Playing football here also taught me a lot of things I can apply to in my life, such as learning how to work hard in preparation for, you know, whatever you want to do in life, having discipline in your schedule, just being committed to something. And the faith aspect at HBU is especially taking ethics classes and religion, theology.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Husky football at Houston Baptist University is exciting. And today we have the defensive end, Andre Walker. He's a junior at HBU, majoring in biochemistry and molecular biology. Welcome, Andre.
Thank you for having me.
Man, what's it like to be a Husky?
Feels good.
You like look it. Good.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Southland Conference. It's not everybody plays in the Southland Conference, Division I football.
Sir, yes. It's very special to be in this conference. Yes, sir.
Tell us how you got here.
Well, I was recruited from, you know, by a bunch of different schools out of high school. And what really attracted me to HBU specifically was the coaching staff, Coach Shealy, and at the time, Coach Camp, Coach Henshaw. And I really loved those guys. And the school setting was small, tight-knit, and it was a new program, too. So it provided me the opportunity to set a new foundation, you know, for the program in the future. And the medical program here was also top-notch. I also spoke with Dr. Horn when I first got here on my visit, and she was telling me how the program was designed to put people in medical school at a very high rate. So all of those things collectively just attracted me to the school.
Well, you must have been a standout at Brother Martin High School in New Orleans, Louisiana on the football squad.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your high school.
Went to Brother Martin High School, phenomenal high school. I have made so many memories there. I recorded 13 sacks my senior year, and they really prepared me for life in college, off and on the field.
Yeah.
And that school is very special to me.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
And who's your favorite player in the NFL?
Right now?
Yeah. Texans first.
Oh, I'm a Steelers fan, so I got to go with Big Ben.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Well, so what a unique combination. Here you are, an athlete. You're on the Huskies, you're Division I football, and you have a major in biochemistry, molecular biology.
Yes, sir.
You got to be smart to do that. Yeah. Hey, you can't slough off your studies and get through that course,
can you? Oh, no, sir. You can't. You got to be on top every day.
So what are you planning in the future?
Yes, sir. Hopefully, after I graduate, I plan to go to medical school to become a neurosurgeon.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And tell me what inspired you to do that.
It was really a collection of things. At first, I wanted to be an astronaut. And what attracted me to be an astronaut was just the ability to go out and discover, you know, the unknown. But at the same time, I also wanted to, you know, leave a lasting impact, a tangible impact on other people's lives. And being an astronaut, you know, you can't really do that unless, you know, we find interstellar travel to where we can, you know, colonize other planets. But that's real hypothetical. So after watching two movies, Concussion and Contagion, just seeing how those doctors made an impact on other people's lives and seeing how the doctor from Concussion, you know, found out a mysterious, you know, anomaly that was happening inside the brain to these football players really hit me at home, because I'm a football player too, and that can affect me. And just seeing how he was able to analyze the brain and see what was going on with these football players really, you know, attracted me to the profession of medicine.
I saw a segment on that last Sunday on 60 Minutes, in fact. I think they call it CTE.
Yes, sir.
A very interesting segment. But neuro, that's interesting.
Yes, sir.
And so what's your plans?
Oh, to become a neurosurgeon short term after I graduate. And hopefully in the long term, open up my own pharmaceutical company and use that money to somehow help solve world problems like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg. What they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, Now, you must have really great parents or somebody who got you dreaming big early on. Tell me about them.
My mom and dad, they're the hardest working people I know. And especially my mom and dad. My mom, she really instilled in me to be the best person I can be. And my dad always told me, you know, why work here when you can own it? He always, you know, taught me to just aim for the highest, you know, level of anything I do in life. And those two people, just, they were the rock, you know, in my life. Yes, sir.
And how has faith intersected in your life, faith in Christ?
Yes, sir. Especially going to a Catholic high school, being raised in a religious household, and going to HBU, faith, to me, is not only believing and trusting in God, but also living the way He wants us to live. And living morally and living a righteous life really, you know, makes me a better person, but at the same time makes the world a better place. And to me, that's what faith is, you know, believing and living by it. You know, faith without works is dead, so.
How do you, I mean, so many college students and football players in college have a lot of temptation.
Yes, sir.
How do you resist that temptation? How do you live a life pleasing to the Lord with all the accolades and opportunities you have?
Yes, sir. Basically just staying rooted in the Word and constantly reading, not necessarily just reading the Bible every day, but just staying around that area, like going to convo, watching a YouTube video about how to live a righteous life, reading a passage, you know, a verse, calling your mom and dad, asking for a word of wisdom, and just those collection of things that you listen to and go through every day helps you to, you know, live a righteous life. Because it's real easy to get lost in the activities of college, right, going to school day to day. And I think as a person, we have to find a way to find a time in our busy schedule to just sit down and reflect on life and just focus on our faith and growth as a person.
And what kind of impact has Houston Baptist University? So what year are you in?
A junior.
You're a junior.
Yes, sir.
So this is your third year. What kind of impact has the university had on you?
There's a lot of ways Houston Baptist impacted me. First, my profession specifically. If it wasn't for me coming to HBU, I wouldn't have found that internship I went to last year at Columbia University. Playing football here also taught me a lot of things I can apply to in my life, such as learning how to work hard in preparation for, you know, whatever you want to do in life, having discipline in your schedule, just being committed to something. And the faith aspect at HBU is especially taking ethics classes and religion, theology, and philosophy. HBU really taught me how to incorporate faith and philosophy.
Very important, because a lot of students don't have that. And a lot of students in a college or university experience get all confused because they get these wild ideas get thrown at them by, you know, professors that have an agenda to drive. And you are bucking the system. So, Coach Healy, we have such respect for him. I mean, you got great Christian mentors and coaches.
Absolutely.
That's not always the case either, is it?
I realize that too. That's why I'm always thankful for God putting me in this specific place.
Tell us about, I mean, I know you guys do all the calisthenics and all the things to play, but tell us, what do you do spiritually as Huskies? Do y'all pray? Do you read the Bible? Do you talk to the students or teammates, share their faith?
Yes, sir. Every day before the game, we have a prayer service, which is led by Kirk Lawson right now. Last year, it was Clark. Or the year before that, my freshman year, it was Clark. And the last 2 years, specifically this year, it was Kurt Lawson. And before every game, we have a word of wisdom shared by him. And we have FCA on Mondays for athletes around campus, but he encourages us to go on Mondays, which is our off day. So that allows us to go.
So we have an FCA chapter right on campus here.
Yes, sir.
And I assume Kirk is the leader of that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what kind of meaning, what kind of fellowship and brothership spiritually has developed because of that presence, Christ's presence in the football team?
The one that really sticks out to me is just being fully committed. You know, like we talk about all the time, being, you know, having full faith in God and Jesus and being fully committed in the team. So just somewhat incorporating those two things, not only being fully committed to, you know, God and living a righteous life, but also being fully committed to the team, which means, you know, staying out of trouble, doing your homework, so he can stay on the field and help your brothers win the game and help the team win. So just being fully committed, being bought in, going to workouts on time, you know, working out as hard as you can, going to practice, taking care of your classwork and things like that.
Give me an idea of your week. I mean, with a major in biochemistry and molecular biology and being in Division I in the Southland Conference, give me a snapshot of what your week looks like.
Yes, sir. This week, or this year specifically, is the hardest by far, schedule-wise. An average day for me would be waking up at 6 in the morning for workouts, which starts at 7, then going to class right afterwards, and after class, going to meetings, and then meetings, go to practice, and after practice, you got to come back, you know, take a shower, eat, take care of your body, and then just study for the rest of the night. It's very little time for personal self, but...
Or goofing around, right?
Yes, sir. You really have to manage your time,
right.
Specifically now for me.
Right.
And I have to keep my GPA at a certain level, too, to be competitive for medical school as well. So.
Okay, so let's talk about that. GPA would have to be at what level?
I would say, well, for me, I feel like 3.8 to 3.9 would be, you know, perfect for me. So I'm just trying to stay in that range. At first, it was a 3.9 last semester, but I got a 2 Bs in 2 classes. So that brought me down to a 3.82. So this semester, I'm striving for all A's. Perfect 4.0, so it calls for more time management.
And is it your mom and dad who helped inspire that throughout the year?
Yes, sir. I call them all the time and tell them, Mom, I don't know, this is getting kind of hard. She just starts telling me about different past experiences we had that we had to overcome. And she tells me whenever I feel down or discouraged, just to draw strength from those past experiences.
Yeah, you know, I used to call my dad all the time when I was down and out. He'd just say, grit your teeth, we're praying for you, and see you later. He wouldn't give me any sympathy.
Okay.
And it kind of made me tough, you know?
Yeah.
Helped me get a lot tougher in life.
Sure.
And when did you come to Christ?
I'm not specifically sure, but it was at a very, very young age.
Yeah.
You know, we went to a Baptist elementary school. Kindergarten, we were reading, you know, books of the Bible, parables and things like that. So it was at a very young age.
I want you to look in that camera behind me, Andre, and talk to young people that are thinking about what college to go to and why they should come to Houston Baptist University.
I feel like you should come to HBU because this is a place where you can grow not only spiritually, but as a person. You can meet people due to the tight-knit community that we have. You can build in whatever profession you want, whether that be nursing, engineering, law, studies, medical, kinesiology. This school really cares about you. The amount of things and career fairs and different workshops that they have put out for the students really helps you as a person to grow. And the convocations and different organizations you can go to for religious growth and faith is outstanding. It's just a perfect blend between professionalism and just spiritualism. It's a perfect place to be.
Well said. We've been talking to Andre Walker, who's a junior at Houston Baptist University. He's the defensive end. And we're going to be watching you this season and next season. And you keep on keeping on. You're doing a great job. We're behind you all the way.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.